Thank you so much, Daddy. You got work in progress. Monty, DJ, and Ham in for the Musers. We will mix with the Invasion coming up next. They are out at Myers Garden. But first, last week we heard on the Hardline that they, y'all, I guess y'all played some audio of Jamie Benn on post game that was a little wild. Well, apparently last night after the game against the Avalanche, Michael Dickson and Bruce Levine had Jamie Benn on once again, and I guess something crazy happened one more time.
Michael Dickson and Bruce Levine, our radio version of Johnston and Robo, on the Dallas Stars postgame show, live on the official radio home of the Dallas Stars, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Welcome back. This is the Dallas Stars postgame show here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Michael Dickson, alongside my co-host Bruce Levine, as the Stars defeated the Colorado Avalanche in Colorado 2-1 in the shootout win tonight. Stars improved to 43-15-10 on the season, pick up 2 points, and now trail the Avalanche by 2 points as the top teams in the NHL. You know, Bruce, what is your initial impression on the game of the Stars as they were able to outlast the Avs despite being outshot by nearly double in their shooting attempts tonight? Yeah, that's a good point you bring up there, Bruce. Jason Robertson tying the game up in the second period. Wyatt Johnson with the game-winning goal.
How do you understand
the,
that?
The shootout, Bruce. Yeah, well said there, Bruce.
Was it?
Let's go ahead, Bruce, and choose our choose energy star of the game.
Get to it,
Michael. Tonight by our very own Bruce Levine. Bruce, from what you saw tonight, who do you have as the star of the game? Yeah, Bruce, couldn't say it any better myself. Otter standing on his head. Perfect in the shootout against Nichushkin, Neches, and McKinnon. Otter stopping 33 of 34 shots faced. Oh, do we have our guest now? Okay, all right. Joining us on the Dallas Stars postgame show, our power player of the game presented by who is this presented by, Bruce? Okay, yeah, that's right, Bruce. As we are joined by the Dallas Stars captain, Jamie Benn, after the Stars defeat the Colorado Avalanche in the 2-1 shootout win. How is it going? Very happy
get to
for
it.
You to be
they keep smacking.
Able to join us.
Yeah, it's good to speak to you boys again.
Oh my god!
Talk about your netminder tonight, Jake Oettinger, and if you could rate his performance in net.
Yeah. Charlie.
Charlie
did a great job in net. I think he picked up his 20th win of the season, which is
no momentum.
Good for us, yeah. You know.
This is Jamie Benn joining us on the
It was just
Dallas
a huge
Stars
win.
Game show. Michael Dickson alongside my co-host Bruce Levine. Jamie, could you talk tonight about? Oh, sorry, Bruce. Did you want to ask Jamie something?
I'm sorry.
Bruce said, Jamie, could you walk us through that penalty called on you for a holding in the first, putting you in the penalty box and leading to the Cale Makar goal to open up the scoring.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Obviously, by the replay. You can see it on the replay. That guy, kind of grabs my arm and falls down.
Oh my god.
Stars 4, Jamie Benn joining us here on the post-game show. Stars, as we look ahead, have their next matchup this Saturday as they travel to Minnesota. Minnesota, who are hot on the heels of the Stars in the Central. Jamie, what is the attitude of the team as you attempt to hold off the Wild and as the... as the season winds down.
Good gravy.
Yeah. We've been pretty good as well. And
he doesn't awful. Suck his teeth that much.
No one could do that.
Jamie?
Oh, no.
Jamie? Well, it seems that Jamie fell asleep there on the other end of the line there. We thank Jamie for his time. Bruce, do you want to add any more thoughts on what Jamie had to say there? Yeah, well said there, Bruce. Let's take a quick commercial break, and on the other side, we will look ahead to the upcoming schedule.
Get to
I'm
the
Michael
break.
Dixon. He's Bruce Levine here on the Dallas Stars post-game show here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The ticket!
God. Oh, my goodness.
Why was Michael able to understand Bruce but not Jamie?
Could you understand him?
No.
It's the chemistry they have on that show.
That guy has covered this team for 20 years. He deserves a little bit better than what we just heard.
I mean, we just replayed the audio. Yeah. All we can do is
only last night.
I listened to postgame last night. I don't remember that. I guess it must have been towards the end. Gosh. All right.
Also, the Michael Dixon clicking. And
yeah, he really was smacking his lips, especially at the end there. Thank you, Bruce. We appreciate you chiming in as always. All right. There is a little snippet from Stars postgame last night.